Proclamation number 5276 of 19th of December, 1951. Communion. He who abides in love. He who abides in love abides in me and I in him. Hence love is the first means to secure my strength, i.e., I can be in you directly. You have accepted me myself into your hearts if you perform works of love, if love fills your heart. The connection between us, the communion, is to be understood in this way and no other way. For without love I can never dwell in you because I myself am love after all. My primordial being is love. Not that love is only a quality of my being, but I myself am love. It is not possible for you humans on earth to understand this, for it requires a maturity of soul of the highest degree. It requires a supernatural understanding to fathom my being, yet it will never be possible to fathom it completely. After all, there is an enormous difference between the creator and controller of all infinity and his living creation, which can certainly be greatly reduced but never completely abolished. And only love brings about this reduction. Only love brings about a constant approach to me which can go as far as a complete fusion but nevertheless does not abolish a soul's individuality. But therein also lies unlimited beatitude, which consists of the constant longing for unification with me and its fulfillment. Union with me can already take place on earth through unselfish activity of love, because then I myself will always be compelled by you to work directly in you. But I exceedingly gladly allow myself to be compelled by you because my love draws me to you and demands reciprocation of your love. A connection between you humans and the eternal love is not possible in any other way than that you cultivate love so that I myself can then be present in you. You can all experience for yourselves how my presence will then take effect in you, for everyone who has granted me entrance into his heart through loving activity also feels me in a form and will find peace in his soul. Wherever I can be present, I have an effect on the human being from within. His living faith, his enlightened thinking, his recognition of truth, bright vision into the future or prophetic gift or also the power to heal the sick. All these are effects of my presence, of my love for the one who loves me, so that I can reveal myself to him, obviously or also in secret, in deep, silent faith, gentle, exceedingly loving nature, patient suffering and constant surrender into my will. The human being can only do all this if he is flooded by my strength, which is always a sign of my presence in him, a result of the love which fills him. I myself, as the eternal love, can only dwell where love is, but I can also never be distant from those who live in love and therefore must also be recognizable, for love is strength, and strength will always be active. Thus it will allow constant changes to become recognizable which are expressed in a person's nature or in his spiritual abilities. In the increase of knowledge and recognition of divine truth, in constantly increasing maturity of soul and finally reaching the final aim on this earth, the highest degree of maturity, which lets the human being become my child, which he will now remain until all eternity. Amen.